William Fleming, the Miller. William Fleming was born around 1786 in Scotland, where he probably married Janet Miller in a Presbyterian church. The Flemings had seven children, two of whom died before the age of six. They were a close-knit family. It was John, the eldest, who took over from his father when William Fleming passed away in 1860. He remained a miller until sometime near the end of the 1880s. But in the history of the Fleming family, it is important to note the legal battle between William Fleming and the Sulpicians concerning the right to produce flour. This right was tacitly acknowledged by the British regime in 1760. This battle clearly illustrates the profound social changes that occurred in the 19th century. From the time that William Fleming started to use his mill to grind wheat in order to convert it into flour, Jean-Henri Auguste de Roux, the superior of the Sulpician fathers, who were then seigneurs of the island of Montreal, initiated this legal battle against the miller. He claimed that the seigneur of the island of Montreal was the only one to have the right to operate mills to produce flour. This legal battle will last 10 years. The trial began on June 28, 1816, in the Court of King's Bench. The lawyers for the Séminaire de Saint-Sulpice de Montréal called for the demolition of the mill and compensation of £1,000 for the loss of miller's fees. On April 16, 1819, a decision by the Legislative Council disallowed the legal existence and rights of the Séminaire de Saint-Sulpice de Montréal. On April 18, 1821, Judge Reed of the Court of King's Bench dismissed the exceptions raised by Fleming's defense as peremptory. On June 20, 1822, the court ruled that the Séminaire's position was well-founded and gave orders to demolish Fleming Mill. However, backed by English-speaking businessmen, Fleming didn't see it that way, and so he appealed the decision. From 1822 to 1825, the eight judges of the Court of Appeal heard the case. They could not agree on a decision. It led to a deadlock that in fact became a victory for Fleming. So, in 1827, Fleming reached an agreement with Mason William Morrison to build a five-story, 50-foot-high stone house with foundations and a number of openings for an amount of £220 sterling. In the contract between the two parties, the word windmill was nowhere to be found. Fleming wanted to remain very discreet.